Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on April 6th regarding Cornett, C-O-R-N-E-T-T, Davies, D-A-V-I-E-S. Cornett Davies is a 26-year-old female who reports she was injured at work on 11-4-20. Apparently, she was partaking in retraining with a client at work. Period. During those maneuvers, she twisted her left ankle inward. Apparently, she did go to Capitol Health Emergency Room the same day. Paired with this and further evaluation, she understands the final diagnosis to be a broken and displaced fifth metatarsal. It was repaired first surgically on 6-14-21 and then again on 9-28-21. She completed her course of active treatment in December 2021. Period. Neat paragraph. As per the record supplied, Ms. Davies was seen at Capitol Health Emergency Room on 11-4-20. She stated she was attempting to restrain a child on her job and subsequently noted pain and swelling to her left ankle. She did undergo x-rays to be inserted here. She was then treated and released on crutches and a... We'll just leave it as on crutches. Paired new paragraph. On 11-5-20, she was seen at WorkNet by Dr. DeJoseph, D-E, capital J-O-S-E-P-H. Period. His assessment was left foot strain with a non-displaced fracture of the fifth metatarsal. Period. He recommended maintaining the posterior splint, which was reapplied effectively for good support of the lateral foot and ankle after the exam. She was going to then be seen by podiatry. New paragraph. She was then seen by podiatrist Dr. Savelloni, S-A-V-E-L-L-O-N-I, on 11-9-20. Period. He recommended left leg fiberglass cast immobilization. That was accomplished that day. Period. She was advised to use 325 milligrams of aspirin per day to prevent deep vein thrombosis. Period. She followed up with him and as of 2-8-21, the plan was to pursue surgical intervention with which the petitioner was strongly interested in. Period. New paragraph. She then underwent a need for treatment evaluation on 3-1-21 by Dr. Hollowell, H-O-L-L-A-W-E-L-L. Period. He noted she originally was placed in a cast for a month and then a walking boot for the following 3 months. Period. On this visit, she was using the walking boot. Period. He referenced that she had recently discussed surgery with Dr. Savelloni. Period. Dr. Hollowell performed a clinical exam and found slight prominence of the fifth metatarsal base, but there was minimal pain on palpation to this area. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5/5 in all groups, but there was no ecchymosis, edema, or signs of acute inflammation. Period. Gait pattern had a slightly protective aspect to it on her left foot. Period. Repeat left x-rays were done that were read as a consolidated fifth metatarsal zone 1 fracture with slight rotation of the fifth metatarsal base relative to its articulation with the cuboid. Period. He concluded that the patient does not require surgical intervention at that time, but he reserved his opinion to complete and final review a complete and final CAT scan, period. If it demonstrated complete or near complete consolidation, the non-surgical treatment would be recommended, period. New paragraph, she underwent a CAT scan of the left foot on 3-8-21, period. New paragraph, she returned to Dr. Hollowell on 3-24-21, period. Her pain was only 1/10, period. He performed an exam again. That found mild tenderness of a patient over the fifth metatarsal base and with range of motion. Period. He also noted the results of the CAT scan. Period. They discussed treatment options, including conservative versus surgical treatment and use of a bone stimulator. Period. He recommended she use that device first, as the CAT scan demonstrated approximately 75% healing of the fifth metatarsal base. Period. Her progress was monitored, and on 4-26-21, she underwent another CAT scan of the left foot to be inserted. Period. New paragraph, on 6-15-21, Dr. Hollowell performed surgery to be inserted. Period. She followed up with him again postoperatively. Period. Her repeat CAT scan was done on 8-26-21 to be inserted. Period. She followed up with Dr. Hollowell through 12-13-21. Period. Her symptoms had improved since the last visit. Period. The exam found her incision was well coapted with sutures in place. Period. There were no signs of infection or drainage. Period. There was slight scar thickening without keloid formation. Period. There was no pain on palpation or range of motion of the fifth metatarsal base or cuboid fifth metatarsal joint. Period. X-rays were consistent with solid healing of the fifth metatarsal base with no hardware present. Period. He commented that she had undergone hardware removal. Period. Overall, she was doing very well and had been able to return to exercise on a consistent basis. Period. She was in the process of obtaining a new job and ambulating in regular shoes. Period. He deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement and was discharged from care. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower inspection revealed a healed 1.5-inch linear scar at the proximal mid-fifth metatarsal. Period. There was slight swelling of this area as well. Period. Left ankle inversion was to 25 degrees and eversion to 10 degrees. Period. Most of the ankles, knees, and hips was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. The rest of that is normal. Feet and ankles normal. Lumbar is normal and gait is normal. New paragraph, I measured the circumference of both her ankles and then at the level of her scar. Period. There was only minimal swelling of these areas on the left. Period. Insert the usual. This case represents 10% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left foot. Period. As per your cover letter, on 10-25-21, she told Dr. Hollowell she had great improvement in her pain after the screw removal done on 9-28-21. Period. She was able to return to the gym and full work status and was able to wear regular shoes. Period. And that is the end.